You guys were, I think, a point out of fourth. Now you've slid to seventh. Any major concerns? Is this sort of just the dog days of the season? But any major concerns about – it looks like the games have been competitive for the most part.
Yeah, very competitive. The only concern is consistency, and I got to make sure that these guys are – you know, it's on me a little bit to elevate their readiness, their aggression. But so far, like both games from this past weekend, you know, the first game we gave Fayetteville 15 to 20 minutes of a game and just didn't show up for it. I thought Fayetteville was better, but we still had a slow start. So there's something that I got to find that, you know, we don't have that consistent start. We're finishing games better, second and third periods much better. But, you know, when you're given, and Fayetteville's a very good team right now, they're playing good hockey. When you're given a team like that 15 minutes off the start, very hard to overcome it.
I'm just wondering, I think you had come off back-to-back wins over Macon, then you know, one of the top teams, at least points-wise, in the league, and then you have a tough time with Fayetteville. But is there really, Dan, is there a whole lot of difference between, say, a Macon and a Fayetteville? I mean, is there a whole lot of difference, you know, once you get on the ice?
No, and you know what? It's funny right now because, you know, that can be thrown around a lot where a team sits in the standings. This league, when it comes to call-ups, when it comes to injuries and everything, the landscape can change really quickly. I think Fayetteville's been playing really good hockey, actually, for a long stretch. We were beating them in close games for a little while there. And right now, I think Fayetteville's playing much better hockey than Macon is. And now, you know, last weekend, they beat us in two very close games. So I'd say, you know, either way, whether it was the games that we came out on top, a goal each game, or where they did, they've all been competitive and they've all been really close.
We're talking with Roanoke Rail Yard Dogs head coach Dan Bremner. When you play a team so many times like Fayetteville, is it sort of like playing a team, you know, three times in football, where it's just really hard to keep beating the same team? I mean, do you know each other so well? Is it hard to introduce new wrinkles or things they haven't seen before?
I guess that can be a factor. You know, I was talking to Jesse, their coach, after our last game, and it's funny, our teams seem to be built very, very similarly right now. We're trying to do the same things, and it's coming down to these one-goal games, these one bounce or whatever. So, yeah, but you do see that usually when two teams play each other a lot, even if the one is dominant at the start, usually but towards the end of the season, you see those wins-losses kind of balance out, and, you know, we're right there with each other.
Talk about, you've added a couple of newcomers in the last couple of weeks, Dan. Can you just mention, you know, how they're doing, or how they're fitting in with what you want to do?
Newcomers, so I guess you'd be talking about Lil Chuck and Locan.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the two newest. Lil Chuck, I'm very, very happy with. He's playing great on the back end. He brings a physical presence, and he can move his feet pretty well, pretty good shot. Like, we're very happy with the way he's playing on the back end. Roberts Locans hasn't had as much of an opportunity. We're pretty deep on forward, so he's getting spotted in here and there. Hopefully, you know, in the future coming up here, maybe he'll get a better opportunity.
Talk about your goaltending, hanging in there. Doesn't look like Brad Barone may be back anytime soon, but Jacob Caffrey in that 1-0 loss played a whale of a game. You're still getting that solid goaltending?
Yeah, I mean, even Creel the night before, the home game there on Friday, I thought Creel played pretty well. You know, it's tough when we're giving up, like I said, that first 15 minutes there. I think we had four or five odd man rushes, and one of them was a 2-on-0, which they ended up scoring on. You can't really put that on the goalie. So I feel like Creel's been playing well. And then, yeah, Caffrey, Saturday night, and Caffrey, for the most part, has been pretty flawless for us. He made some huge saves on Saturday that kept us in it. And then we just didn't bury our opportunities.
Last question is, you have a home game Friday against, you know who, Fayetteville, before you go on the road for three. You looking forward, again, a good crowd and maybe straightening some things out before you hit the road?
I sure hope so. You know, the message right now, like I said, is that consistency and playing a complete game. We have the best fans in the SBHL. They show up every night and they're loud. And going on the road for three afterwards this Friday, our guys should, there's no excuses why we shouldn't be showing up for that first drop of the puck ready to go.